Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hey guys, welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I'm glad you're with me today. We're continuing our little mini saga here from the 23rd Psalm. What an amazing chapter. Our shepherd is in the business of soul restoration. The only time that the Hebrew word shub, S-H-U-W-B, would be a good transliteration into English. The only time that that word is translated restores in the Bible is right there in Psalms 23:3, and it means to return, to bring back, and to refresh. The soul is what the shepherd is refreshing, and the word is the same Hebrew word used at creation to describe living creatures. The word's all-encompassing, really. It deals with life. It deals with emotions and passions. Well, the psalmist is showing us that our shepherd not only provides for our wants in verse 1 and our needs in verse 2, but that he also refreshes the body and the mind. You see, the physical and emotional needs of sheep are just as important to our great shepherd as the spiritual needs are to the shepherd. Sometimes we view God as if he cares only about things that affect our spirit. And we tend to see him as concentrating entirely on how much faith that we have or whether or not we're being good. And really, this just takes the personality out of God's relationship with his creation. Psalms 139 tells you that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. I do not believe that excludes the physical and the emotional. Now, the text says, he restores my soul. And that's what we're talking about. But notice the colon in the English that comes after the phrase, he restores my soul. And that tells us that whatever comes next is precisely how he restores our soul. How does he do it? Listen to the rest of the verse, Psalms 23:3. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Well, in the Middle East, when a shepherd wants to take his flock to the high ground, he often does it for safety and for green grass. Now, the sheep are not built for traveling great distances because they have little short legs and big broad bodies, and trying to lead them up a steep incline is almost impossible without being forced to carry most of them up the hill. So to ease that journey up a mountain, the shepherds would lead the sheep single file along a pathway that goes around the mountain, never straight up it. Now, it takes a little bit longer to get to the top by going around the mountain, but the progressive sloping and that smooth, worn-out path made it a lot easier on the sheep to arrive at the top of the mountain. The shepherds would commonly refer to those paths as the paths of righteousness. Jesus is our great shepherd, and he leads us up the path for the sake of his name. And as we journey along this way, his righteousness shows forth through our lifestyle, through our actions. We're the ones that really arrive at the glorious destination, but along the way, our minds and our bodies are refreshed, and he gets the glory. Jesus preached it like this at the Sermon on the Mount. Remember Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Listen, don't be discouraged or alarmed if you cover some of the same spiritual material on your journey to rest, because you're going up and you're going around. And it means that sometimes the view is going to be the same as it was a few months ago. Grace is a slow work, but it works. Just keep following the path of his righteousness, because he definitely knows where he's going, that I can assure you. Listen, you cannot lead your way to righteousness. All of your efforts are always going to fall short of the mountain peak. And besides, if we went up it, we'd try to go straight up the mountain, straight to success. But just follow him to do the leading. Follow him and it'll be simple. And I can guarantee you he is in the soul restoration business. Your soul will be restored. What a great, great thought. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.